Yeah, hi,
Oh,
I'm.
I was waiting for somebody else to say something.
Well, it's only me and you.
Okay.
So we'll give it a few minutes because I know you have that
All right.
wonderful question that I'm not prepared to answer, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, we can wait to, you know. I don't know why I always thought you could add a kollel to any word.
Well, you can, but let's discuss when it's really
Okay.
more appropriate.
Okay.
I hope you're still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, because I had another call come in that I didn't take, so I'd never know if that throws people off the conference call or not. All right, Hanna, let's go forward.
Okay.
Why don't you ask the question?
Well, I was wondering if there were specific rules concerning adding a one for a kollel.
Brandela.
Welcome, Brandy.
Thank you.
Hanna just asked your question.
Good.
And as I said, I'm not sure I'm ready to answer the question. It's an excellent question, but I will do the best that I can. And as Hanna said earlier in this call, that she had learned or thought that she could add a kollel to any word. But before we really address that question, we have to ask, what is a kollel? And it's not adding one to the gematria of a word. The one that's being added to the gematria of a word represents, metaphorically, allegorically, it represents a connection to the spiritual worlds. Remember the language of branches. What is ground cover? Ground cover is grass. So if I use the word grass, I'm really talking about ground cover. But what does ground cover look like in a spiritual world? There's land in the physical world. Is there land in the spiritual world? We're using physical words that describe physical things, that we all know what those physical things are. But we're not talking about physical things, even though we're using those words. we're talking about spiritual things, but we're using the physical words describing physical things so that we would know, okay, the word for Hebrew, in Hebrew for land is Eretz. Is there Eretz? Is there land in the spiritual world? The answer is yes. Is there a connection to the spiritual level? When I say the word Eretz, referring to the physical land, you don't know. Unless you are on a spiritual level where you can see the connection. How many ones do we add? We add one for the word, but we can also add one for each of the letters of that word. Metaphorically, the kolel means there's a connection to the spiritual levels, a higher spiritual world. How do I explain that? Everybody knows what a keter is. Keter is a crown. Everybody knows that the keter is a spiritual world, the highest spiritual world that's not the Ein Sof. It's the world of Adam Kadmon. What does the keter actually mean? Well, a crown does not connect to the body except by being on the head. So the keter is really spiritual because it's outside the body. It's outside physicality. But, of course, the crown is physical. It's got beautiful jewels and all of the things that physicality enhances, that people think gold, silver, jewels, this is valuable, this is impressive, this is the physical crown. But the keter, the word keter, is a crown in the spiritual level in the world of Adam Kadmon. Is a crown connected to Adam Kadmon? You have to be able to see the connection to utilize the kolel, to add the one. But keter is kaf, taf, resh. So do I add three, one for each letter, or do I add four, one for each letter and one for the word? Can it be that the letters are not connected, but the word is? The metaphor that describes that is a telephone cable. When we used to have telephones that needed to be wired, the phone company created cable that had 50 wires in the cable. And around those 50 wires, they would put a casing. Usually it was beige, because I'm trying to remind you of what was in the past. Right now, we don't use that. We use cell phones. But the ground lines, you plug it into the wall, and the wall has a cable. It has 50 different lines. But we could only use one of the lines at a time. Some phones, you could do 10 lines. They had 10 different lines. But typically, a home phone had one line. But there were 50 in that cable. what was the purpose of that cable, of the beige tube that these 50 lines ran through? The purpose was in case the wires would fray, then they would ground. They wouldn't be usable. They would short circuit. So the purpose of the cable, the round part, was to wrap all the 50 cable wires, and so to prevent any grounding of that electricity, to prevent any short circuiting. That represents a kolel, or a word, because that cable was connected back to the phone company, back to switches and junction boxes and so forth, back to the phone company. That's the kolel of a word. And it's the same thing as the kolel for a letter. Today I was working on expanding the Parashah Vayera in section 18. And what the Zohar said was the name of the Shekhinah is Aleph Dalet. But Aleph Dalet by itself has no meaning in Hebrew. But Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Adonai, we all know that's the name of God. So the question is, if Aleph Dalet Nun Yud has a gematria based on those four letters of 65. But if I recognize the Shekhinah as being Aleph Dalet, then I would add a kolel for the Aleph and the Dalet, not for the Nun and not for the Yud. So the gematria should be 67. But why don't we do that? On one simple level, we don't do that because the Shekhinah is fallen. It's disconnected from its source. But if I were to add the two, if it were reconnected, then 67 is the gematria of Bina. So what is the difference between 65 and 67? Is the connection through Zeran Pin. A kolel can be added to every word, but only when a teacher or your level of understanding says it's time to add a kolel. The Ari writes many times in our classes on the Ari, he expresses Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and he says add a kolel. And other times he doesn't. So it seems like, it appears to us, oh, that it doesn't quite work out with the number, so he adds a kolel. Or when it comes to the word bracha, or baruch, meaning blessed, the gematria of baruch, bet resh, vav kaf sofit, is 222. 228. Bet is 2, Resh is 200, Vav is 6, 228, and then 208, and then the Kaf Sofit is 228. But if you read in the writings of the Ari, and you read in other places, they'll tell you the gematria of Baruch is 232. It's because they have determined that all four letters are connected to the spiritual levels. And so they add one for each letter. But what is Baruch? First two letters spell the word bar, bet resh. And bar is a son in Aramaic. The last two letters, vav and kaf, sofit, representing 26, Hashem's name. A blessing is a son of Hashem. But it's also bet resh kaf if I don't include the kolel, if I don't include the vav. Why wouldn't I include the vav? Because the vav isn't there. It's the bet resh kaf is a shorish, a root, and the roots are always connected to the higher levels. But when we lack the vav in that word, it's not complete. Bet resh kaf is a shorish that means kneeling. What does kneeling have to do with blessing? Why do many Christians kneel when they pray? It's built into the word Baruch, as I just explained. What is a kolel? It's a connection to a spiritual world on a higher level. Can you see it? Do you know it? Is your intuition telling you, go ahead and add the kolel? The answer is yes. Then do add the kolel. If you cannot see it, your intuition isn't answering you. You're not sure of your intuition. You don't hear the voice of Hashem saying, go ahead and add the kolel. And wait until a teacher or someone on a higher spiritual level that you trust says, I can see it. I know that kolel is correct. So in the example that you gave me earlier tonight, Tana and Randy, you were calculating somebody's name, I believe. And
not with that. I mean, it was partly that, but we had the word gon, garden, and I associated it with Eden. But when we started, yes. And so I looked at my index of saving gematria meaning to numbers, mainly from your, I started off with your commentaries for many years. And then if I read a commentary from another well-known sage, now my box is so full I can't
read anymore. Don't put me into that category, please.
No, I didn't say. I said you first.
No, I know. Just be careful. I'm not a sage.
Well, that's why I didn't say. Well, anyway, if you took it that way, I'm sorry. The thing was,
it's not that I took it that way. I just don't want people to confuse it on the recording.
Right, I understand. But see, Huldah also had a spiritual connection because of being a prophetess. And, and I didn't notice, actually, I'm going backwards. We started with the word rat, looked up what the Hebrew spelling was, and I was looking at each letter, as we were writing it, because I wanted to make sure it wasn't a hey, that it was a het, you know, the arha. If it was a guttural letter and not a hey. And
right.
So I went to look for my notebook on the eight prophetesses, on the seven prophetesses that we had done almost 4 years ago, to just double check the spelling. And in the meantime, Brandy recognized it as Huldah, you know, while I was double checking the spelling. So we knew there was a spiritual connection there, but we weren't thinking of it intellectually as a spiritual connection, but just rather that, to me, it was intuition coming through about both things, both the meaning of Huldah, and I knew it meant weasel. I didn't have to look that up. And so intuition kicked in with looking up the gematria. And so that's when I got my little box of index cards, and the gematria was 53. And then we talked about how, because about final letters, then we got to the word gone, that there was a possibility of doing two gematrias, one with a regular nun at the end or a final nun would make a difference. And so all those things, all those connections came through. And I only had the word gone written on my card for 53. And then I had a card for 54, but I'm not sure I really, if I wasn't, there was a connection to gone again there with some scriptures, and also where I had gotten the comment that I had written was from Zion Nefesh, one of his commentaries. So it was the idea, okay, you have to go look this up, because this was one of his commentaries that was numbered like 1100, 1189 or something like that, which meant that was quite a long time ago. And so anyway, that was the kind of thing. But I just had the feeling that, and I'm going to say intuition rather than feeling, that that word gone, because of its connection not only to the physical world with being garden or in kindergarten, but to the spiritual world of Gandhi Don. So that's why we looked at what was written on the card for 54.
And everything you said, I'm comfortable with from my own intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll add some additional so you can write down another card. Because with the final letter goodbye, yeah, Gan, Gimel Nun, is 703. So 703 is the three columns of the Tree of Life, and the seventh day of the week. And 7 + 3 = 10, connecting to the 10 Sephirot. So you see how the garden, the Gan, connects to that.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the spiritual. And you can add a Kollel, or maybe one for each letter plus the word, which is probably correct. And then you also have the idea of, in modern Hebrew, the word gan does not mean garden. Well, it means garden, but it also means nursery school. Now, what's the relationship between a nursery school and a garden? Because your children are your garden. They're your fruit for the future.
See, in one of the lessons you mentioned to us, I was speaking, And you said, well, if you're asking me if you can add a kolel to that word, yes. Okay, so I remembered that. So I told her that comment, you know, so that we would need to check with you, you know, that there was more than just saying, oh, you can add one for kolel. So I think our conversation was okay, you know, that.
It was.
You know.
But at least you now have a better, hopefully a better understanding of the process.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But be conservative in your approach and listen to your intuition. And know when your intuition is fooling you, because it will.
That was why I said, well, we have a question for Wednesday night now.
Well, there are strict rules. They're written in Hebrew in one essay by one of the sages from the Middle Ages. And I've had parts of it read to me in translation, but it's never been translated completely, nor is it translated. I've never read it in English because I don't believe it's ever been translated. But it's an essay on the rules of Gematria.
Okay.
So one of these days, some very intelligent Hebrew speaker will translate it. And then we'll all benefit. Are there any other questions or any more comments for tonight?
That's all I had for now.
So, Brandy may be unmuting her phone, but I'm going to give her 10 more seconds.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay. So you both have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I know you felt a little bit insecure, but you broke it down. You got down to the root, and we learned some new things because I didn't know that you could add the kolel to individual letters. So, and I think this is another recording to listen to a second time. So, thank you, Hanoi.
Thank you, Hanoi.
You have a good.
Bye bye.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Good night.
Bye bye. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.